Sunday, May the 2nd. Nigel told me his parents want to emigrate to Australia. I was amazed. How can any English person want to live abroad? Nigel agrees. He asked me if he could stay and live with us. Wednesday, May the 5th. We got a strange phone call today. I answered the phone, but before I could speak, a woman's voice said, "Mrs. Mole, this is the clinic. You have an appointment with us on Friday at 2 p.m. You'll get professional help for your problem. Please be punctual." Then she put the phone down. What does it all mean? My mother hasn't said that she's ill. What problem does she have? Which clinic is it? Monday, May the 10th. We learned about diabetes in biology today. The teacher explained how to measure our blood sugar level. I suddenly remembered that I'd forgotten to tell my mother about her appointment at the clinic. It probably wasn't important. I asked Pandora to show me one of her breasts, but she wouldn't. I tried to explain that I wanted to get more experience of life, but she just buttoned her jacket and went home. Thursday, May the 13th. I received a letter from Pandora this morning. She wants to end our relationship. She says I'm obsessed with her body and that I should get psychiatric help. Before I opened that letter, I was a normal kind of intellectual teenager. I'm now an adult and I'm suffering. I'm no longer young. I wouldn't be surprised if my hair has started to turn grey. I'm in torment. I love her. I love her. Oh, God. Oh, Pandora. 3 a.m. I've used a whole roll of toilet paper to dry my tears. 5 a.m. I didn't sleep well. The world's no longer exciting and colourful. It's grey and sad. I thought of killing myself, but my mother would be shocked if she came into my room and found my dead body. Saturday, May the 15th. Why did I ask Pandora to show me her breast? I could have asked anybody. Nigel says that Sharon Botts will show everything for 50p and a kilo of grapes. I've written Pandora a short letter to say sorry. I'll deliver it by hand after dark. 10 p.m. There were a lot of visitors at Pandora's house and expensive cars in the driveway. At first I thought it was a funeral because I saw a vicar, but then a cowboy and a monster walked past. It was a fancy dress party. I hid behind a tree so that I could see better. A gorilla started dancing with a belly dancer who was wearing a yashmak and a costume that showed most of her breasts. I couldn't see Pandora anywhere, so I ran to the door and put the letter in the letterbox. When I got home, I found Queen Victoria and Prince Albert in the kitchen. Queen Victoria said, "We're going to the Braithwaite's party." Nobody tells me anything in this house. Monday, May the 17th. I was in the school cloakroom doing my homework when I heard Pandora talking to Claire Nielsen. I'm rather worried. I enjoyed dressing up as a belly dancer so much, even though it's against my feminist principles. So, Pandora, who wouldn't show me one of her breasts in the privacy of my bedroom, is happy to show both of them in public. Tuesday, May the 18th. I met Stick Insect in the library. She looked very fat. We talked about the time when she had been my father's girlfriend. I said it was better for her without him. She said, "He's a different person when he's with me. He's so sweet and kind." She used the present tense when she talked about my father. It's terrible that a woman of 30 doesn't know basic grammar. Wednesday, May the 19th. No word from Pandora. She ignores me when we meet at school. I've asked Nigel where I can find Sharon Botts. I also went to the shop to find out how much a kilo of grapes costs. While I was listening to the radio, my mother asked me if I liked being an only child. I said that I preferred it. Saturday, May the 22nd. My father's just asked me if I would like a sister or a brother. I said neither. Why do they keep on talking about children? I hope they're not going to adopt one. They're terrible parents. Look at me. I'm completely neurotic. Sunday, May the 23rd. I couldn't sleep, so I got up very early and went for a walk past Pandora's house. I thought of her lying in her bed and tears came to my eyes, but I wiped my eyes and went to see old Bert and Queenie. They were still in bed, so I went home, made 2 cups of tea and took them to my parents. They weren't even grateful. My mother told me to go away and buy the papers or something. I bought the papers, read them, and took them to my parents. I think the central heating is too hot, because their faces were very red. As I went out of the room, I heard my mother say, "George, we must get a lock on that door." Wednesday, May the 26th. My mother is pregnant! My mother! How can she do this to me? Everyone will laugh at me at school. In November, a baby will be living in this house. I hope they don't expect me to share a room with it. 10 p.m. I kissed my poor mother goodnight. She said, "Are you pleased about the baby, Adrian?" I lied and said yes. What about my exams? How can I study with a screaming baby in the house?